Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love the title of this guy's new song, Mac Watts. It's called Drunk on a Tuesday.
Drunk on a Tuesday. Something we've never been shocked.
Does that make it okay now?
Yeah, well, I guess. You know, we'll see.
Mac, we're excited. Your song is out today, the new single, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can get that where?
Apple Music, iTunes, any music streaming platform.
Or better yet, come out tomorrow night to Single Barrel Social.
And see it live, yeah.
I actually absolutely have some reduced copies of that in the back of my minivan.
Oh, you do?
So if you'd like to see me after the show.
Oh, are you going to be selling his merch for him?
Absolutely. Mac, you haven't been to Single Barrel Social yet, have you?
No, not yet.
It's unbelievable. It's in Brighton, Michigan, finally. We have a place for eats, drinks, and dancing, and you're going to be playing the show tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everyone should come out and hang with us.
And Mac, if people don't know about you, you're a local guy that, you know, you went off to Nashville and you still come back and forth. Your parents still live here in the Motor City.
Yep.
And you still love playing shows around the area.
Absolutely. I'm proud to be from Michigan. I love it. It's part of my brand, for God's sakes. Michigan's
say,
the place
from
to be.
In Michigan?
Bloomfield Hills.
Oh,
aristocrat. You know what?
Yeah.
Hey, if I were you, I would have just said Redford.
You know what? Again, I'm proud of where I'm from. And
good for you.
You know, it is what it is. And I'm still a broke musician living down in Nashville, man.
If your parents are listening this morning, and we're going to put you on the spot right now.
Oh, boy.
What is something that you've done in your life that your parents don't know that you did?
See, here's the thing. It was my dad's 60th birthday last year, and that was a question he asked all his kids, and we had to confess something. So I guess I'll go with the time when I scraped up the side of his car up at deer camp, and somehow mom got the blame for that, and it lasted for about 20 years.
Wow.
Do you feel better now once you've
It was
blame?
Such a relief.
He feels better now because
like,
his parents
sorry,
are
mom.
Out of town this weekend, so you got the house to yourself.
Oh, yeah, we'll behave.
Are you digging Nashville?
Oh, it's a blast. It's very humbling to just be there and be among all the other great artists and musicians, and it's a lot of fun. If you haven't been there and you don't have fun when you're there, you're doing something wrong.
Now, being from Michigan but living in Nashville, do you root for the Titans or the Lions?
No, God, I am a diehard Lions fan.
Okay, so you're still loyal to the
anything,
Red Wings,
anything
not the
Michigan.
That's all right. That's, you can be miserable with the rest of us.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Just making sure.
Why are you wearing a Packers jersey?
Yeah, right.
You know, the crazy thing, I was asking you about your drive, because you do this drive back and forth all the time, and you said when I do the drive, I do a lot of writing. I write a lot of music back and forth.
Not in Ohio, just through Kentucky and Tennessee.
Right.
The drive through Ohio is terrible.
Oh, it's miserable.
Miserable.
It is every
once
time.
Once you cross over that bridge, you're Kentucky. Right. It opens up.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
I've done it many times.
But yeah, no, I write a lot of my songs when I'm driving. I don't physically write them, but
thought starters.
Is it because you're alone and you're just thinking?
Yeah, usually it's
with
where
the
I can just clear my
off.
Mind.
Well, hopefully you didn't
usually
write
off.
Drunk on a Tuesday driving
no,
back.
No. I actually I wrote
that
song.
Was that written on a Tuesday? And were you drunk?
More or less.
Okay. Yes to both.
Yeah, probably, actually. No, I wrote that song with one of my best friends down in Tennessee, Colin Cross. He and I, he's the only one I really write songs with for the most part, and he's in my band as well. So he'll be there Saturday.
You gave me a thought starter.
Okay.
Because I was on a long road trip and your song Dynamite came on the
nice.
On the radio. And I was thinking, you know what? I am so upside down on my house. Dynamite.
Not a bad idea.
Dynamite sounds a lot more sexier than electrical fire.
You know what? And I know you're over on a lease on one of the cars, so throw that in the garage and you got a party.
I'm here to help, you know.
You got room for another one?
Tomorrow night at Single Barrel Social in Brighton. This is outdoors. It's actually under a big tent behind the restaurant there, and literally hundreds of people can come to see you. And you might want to invite some of your local friends and fans to come on out, too.
If they're listening and they haven't bought tickets yet, get on it, because we're coming to have some fun.
And man, Mac has a big tab there.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Oh, gosh. It will be.